Okay, here's the deal. The question on everyone's mind this week isn't about immigration or Iraq. It's whether Spider-Man 3 lives up to the previous films. And for the most part, it does. This time around, Spidey's up against the Sandman and Venom, as well as Harry Osborn as the vengeful New Goblin. Also, in his private life, Peter Parker has seen problems in his relationship with Mary Jane Watson. Obviously, there's a lot of story here, probably enough for two movies, and the script is crowded with so many villains. But I'd hardly say it's convoluted. Batman Forever, this is not. But the film's biggest win comes from the scenes where Spidey kicks a whole lot of butt. Even if you don't like the story, the movie's bookended with two of the greatest action sequences you're going to see this year. Spider-Man 3 gets 4 stars out of 5. This is Kevin Carr, and that's the way I see it.